Yeah, looking forward to it, into another competition into Ulster, which is fantastic for the club. It's fantastic for Donegal in general. So we have three teams in this year, and we met up in Garbahe on Monday night for our press night. So Mark and Enda, myself, were there with the players. So yeah, it's looking forward to it.
Very good. Before we get on to that, get the game on Sunday, you've had a wee bit of a break since beating Dunlow in the county intermediate final back at the end of August. 2 months is a fair amount of time to be without a competitive game when you're in the middle of the season. Has that been difficult to navigate?
Well, it was Satanta in the senior final, and it had been. Yeah, it's a long duration, it's a long stay off, but it is what it is. We can't change that. We just have to deal with what we have. And in fairness to the players, we gave them a couple of weeks break, and then we went back at it, refocused into a new competition. But yeah, it's something I think that maybe possibly down the line that we have to maybe have conversation with, because other teams, and I'm from Antrim myself, here in Ballycastle, teams are coming in off the back of their own championships quite, you know, sharp after their own, and it's maybe a week or two. So we're sitting maybe for ourselves 10 weeks, and maybe September could be maybe 12 to 13 weeks. So it's a long duration, and Bert is the same with yourselves coming this week.
Yeah, so this Sunday, it's Carrickmore of Tyrone in the Ulster quarterfinal. What kind of test are you expecting from Carrickmore?
Fantastic team, no doubt. Like, they've just done six in a row in Tyrone, which is in any county unbelievable. The team and the squad itself is just littered with county players, so massive experience within their team. Now, in fairness, we know each other, we've played each other a couple of times this year, but that means nothing when you're coming to different competitions, especially in Ulster and Championship. So, yeah, fantastic team. We're a good team. We're a good team too. So it's going to make for a really good game. And, yeah, we all are looking forward to be honest with you, yes.
And another factor that, you know, is bodes well for you is home advantage could be a big factor. O'Donnell Park always serves you as well, and you'll be looking to make the most of that on Sunday.
Absolutely, and you know what? And Vincent's had the pitch in fantastic shape all year, and it's great. It's one of the best pitches I think that I've kind of been on myself to be able to kind of get a team onto and to be in around. It's fantastic facilities, fantastic pitch, and it does help. Yeah, I know Carrickmore last year had home advantage whenever they took Kerry Foz on from Antrim, and it does make a bit of a difference being in your own home ground. So yeah, we know it well, and we're looking forward to the challenge. Definitely are.
And how have the squad gotten through the past couple of months? Do you have a full bill of health to report ahead of the weekend?
Yeah, no, all good to go. Everybody's really kind of refocused after our county final, which, you know, the end goal was we want to win. We had to refocus and reset our goals. So again, we can't change what happened. We have to move forward, and we're into a new competition. And players are looking forward to it. They've knuckled down really well, and we've got things in place again. We're you know, a bit of disappointment. Now we've moved on from that. We put a lot of games in between that. Preparation's been very, very good, so we have no qualms with that. We're good to go. So yeah, it's been brilliant.
I suppose the conversations at the start of any year for a club team in the county would be to look at that county championship and try and win that. Is it maybe too easy to suggest that this is bonus territory? What's the mindset like heading into Ulster after the big fish was obviously the county title?
Yeah, well, that's just kind of there. You know, it was, you know, there's obviously disappointment because at the start of the year you'd set out your focus and your goals were to achieve what we had to achieve, but, you know, we didn't win, and that's the bottom line. And it's something that we have to get to the level that Satanta are playing at, and unless we get to that level, we're not going to move forward. So, you know, we have to get that and better. But it's one of them things that's fantastic. A lot of people maybe wouldn't be too sure of Donegal hurling, but there's some super, super fantastic hurlers within Donegal, and that's all the clubs. And, you know, from Buncrana right through to Carndonagh, there's so many good players. Dunlow, there's so many good players that, you know, people maybe wouldn't know about. And I think it's something that obviously, you know, the county manager's looked at and has his panel together. So yeah, it's strong, and we're looking forward to it.
And all of this bodes well for the progression of hurling at St Junan's and obviously Donegal. As you mentioned, there are a lot of clubs that have been doing great things in terms of developing the sport up here in the county. And your club have been certainly making strides in recent years. A lot of hard work going on behind the scenes, I'm sure.
Look, there's a lot of people in behind it, and again, it's my first year at senior level with St Ninians, and there's a lot of people in behind the scenes. I can only personally speak about St Ninians at the moment, and there's men in there and there's ladies in there that are working tirelessly hard to try and keep, you know, hurling traditions flowing and generations coming through. And also, it's, you know, there's loads of kids there that, you know, it's just getting a hurling stick into their hand and getting them to enjoy the game. And then it progresses from there. But there's so many people that you don't see. You just see the end product of the game. And there's so many different people in behind that. They're making that their contribution towards hurling within the club. And you know, look, there's a lot of things still to come from St Ninians and hurling. And Camogie, they're beat this year in the county final of Camogie. And, you know, it's been a progressive year. And it's my first year, so I'm looking forward to, you know, regrouping, see where we go with this year's championship, and then we'll take the next step after that.
That's it. And a wee run in Ulster won't do any harm either, so it'll be nice to see us go deep in this competition. Chris, the very best of luck on Sunday, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again soon. All right, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.